The collection of small amber beads, for example, that were found with the cape must have come from the Baltic, hundreds of miles away from mould. By studying these precious objects, gold, amber, and above all bronze, we can track a web of trade and exchange that reaches from North Wales to Scandinavia and even to the Mediterranean. The Mould Cape was buried only a matter of miles away from the largest Bronze Age copper mine in northwest Europe, the Great Orme. The copper from here, the wearers of this extraordinary object were linked to the mine, which would have been a source of great wealth and a major trading centre for the whole of northwest Europe. But was the gold for the cape also traded from far away? Dr. Mary Cahill from the National Museum of Ireland.
It has been a huge question. Where did the gold come from? We have learned a great deal about where the early copper sources are, but the nature of gold, especially if it's coming from rivers and streams, and because the early workings can literally be washed away in one flood, for example, it means that it's very, very hard to identify the sites.